Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Tomorrow marks 20 years since we became the first country to ban smoking in, well, people think we banned it in public places. We didn't, actually. And that was other countries that did that. We actually banned smoking in workplaces, which covered public places, because public places have people working in them, including pubs, restaurants and work offices. And the HSE have said that there are over 800,000 fewer smokers since the ban was introduced. But this ban does not apply for vaping or e-cigarettes. It's not against the law to vape in a public space, and it is down to each individual landlord and business owner to decide on their own rules regarding vaping indoors. I mean, most pubs and restaurants have banned the use of e-cigarettes indoors, but many still allow customers to vape in certain designated areas inside, with some even allowing customers to vape freely anywhere in the premises they want. Now, many people are kind of furious about this, especially parents. Many of them are taking to social media to complain about the vapor clouds in the restaurants when they go out with their kids for a meal. Is this right? I don't know. Should people be allowed to vape indoors? Or should this be completely banned, just like cigarettes? Now, from a scientific point of view, we don't really know, but we're almost 100% sure that there is no danger in passive vaping. Basically, it's just a smell, because all it is essentially is condensation. So it's just a smell. It's no different to somebody wearing strong aftershave or perfume. If you don't like it, you don't like it. The actual vape, you know, blowing past you at a bus stop or in the office is not doing you any harm. But what it does do is social harm. So you're out, you know, with your kids on a Sunday afternoon for dinner in the local pub, and there's two lads vaping there and the kids are looking at it. The same way as you wouldn't smoke in front of children, but the kids are looking, the young kids are looking at it. So that's the problem, isn't it? It's encouraging, or maybe, you know, it encourages others to do it. So should we ban vaping indoors completely? Should it be banned? Now, as you know, we recently brought in a ban for vaping under the age of 18. Which is a good thing, by the way. It's illegal now to purchase vaping equipment or that kind of stuff or the fluid under the age of 18. Let me go, if I can, first of all, to Lily. You can text or WhatsApp us at 087-188-0008. Lily, hi, how are you?
Good evening, how are you?
Good, Lily. Lily, should we ban vaping indoors?
Well, I'm guilty of vaping. I'm guilty. I vape in my house.
You vape your brains out. Well, that's fine. No, it's in your own home. It doesn't really matter. But you vape your brains out, do you?
I vape, yes, like a nutter.
Yeah, you're like a steam train.
I was just listening to you there about the smell of the vape. I don't know if there's a smell, but it is only condensation.
But that's all it is, yeah. It's just kind of with a smell.
But at the same time, in all fairness, it's hazardous to maybe other people or babies or, you know, indoor, in restaurants, in pubs, shouldn't be allowed. Maybe a designated place. Yeah,
I don't know whether, I don't think there's any evidence that it's hazardous. I mean, do you remember the old days, Lily, when we went to the nightclubs and they had the smoke machines?
Yes.
Yeah, well, yes. But that's, it's glycol. It's exactly the same thing.
Exactly the same thing, but we don't really have enough information or science.
How much we all went to the nightclubs in the heyday? Sure, I worked in the nightclubs and the smoke machines were bellowing out that stuff, and I'm still alive.
Nothing happened to you.
I'm still here.
you're still hale and hearty, but Niall, I can't really say much on it because I'm. If I was here and I couldn't find my vape, I think I'd go mental.
Would you? Or you're addicted?
Well, it's a bad habit. I sometimes bring it up to my bed and I might take a few puffs. But on the scientific side of that, like, it's really only steam. But we have to take into consideration.
Don't be vaping in your bed, Lily. Don't be vaping in your bed, because I'll tell you why. The nicotine that's in it, and I'm sure you're on a low level of nicotine. What are you on, 3 milligrams?
Very low. Yeah. I'm on 3.
Yeah, yeah. Well, even the 3 milligrams, if you're taking nicotine in your bed, it's going to stop you from going to sleep. It's like drinking caffeine, you know what I mean? It'll stop you from sleeping.
That is true.
Yeah, yeah.
That is true.
It's okay to have a cigarette or a vape, you know, about 20 minutes before you go to sleep or whatever. That, you know, you can get away with that. But if you're doing it in the bed, you're not going to go to sleep.
It's just the best thing I ever brought to my bed in my whole life.
Apart from my man. Is that what you're trying to tell me, Lily?
But I'm sick of it. I can throw it out. No, sorry. Yeah. No, I'm going into.
And you don't have to buy it a Christmas present or a birthday present, and you don't have to worry about it.
You don't. But I did hear you saying that it is only it's steam. But we've to take into consideration people who do not smoke at all and who cannot probably figure out why are these people vaping. Like, they shouldn't have to sit in a place and watch people vaping. If they don't vape, it's like cigarettes, it's like any other thing like that. Like, if there's a place designated for people to vape, for people to smokers, but the vaping isn't as bad. It's not such a bad solution.
I'm on the fence on this, because I'll be honest with you, I only see it from a social point of view. I don't, or from a child protection point of view, if it encourages children to do it. From a health point of view, there's no reason, there's no scientific reason to ban it indoors. Because
there isn't,
no, because
totally
it's not, agree. It's not, there is no evidence whatsoever that passive vaping does you any harm. You know what I mean? I mean, I had a guy on here one day giving out about somebody in the mornings vaping at the bus stop. And I said, what's your problem with that?
Well, sure.
And he said, because it's blowing in my face and I can smell it. And I said, well, then walk to the other side. If you were wearing an aftershave and I didn't like the smell of it, I wouldn't say it to you. Do you know what I mean?
That's a good answer. Yeah, walk to the other side. But about the fact that children grow up and they have their own ways of getting cigarettes and their own ways of getting vapes. That doesn't really come into it. But I wouldn't agree smoking with the babies or... You see, really and truly, Niall, there isn't enough scientific proof that they're dangerous or that they're hazardous. There isn't enough because they're only on the market for the last...
Well, they may only be on the market, but, you know, let me be clear about it. Scientists are determined to prove that they do you harm. And so far, there has been thousands of independent tests done on vaping. And the best they've come up with is they're 95% safer than smoking cigarettes. Okay? That doesn't still make it right, but they're 95% safer than smoking cigarettes. Yeah.
It's like if you go into a shop and you see a piece of meat and written, like, on the cigarettes and on the actual vapes that I buy, there's a warning. It's like if you go into a shop and you see a lovely bit of meat and you look and say, oh, that's lovely. And on the outside of the package, it says, this meat will cause you.
Yeah. It's like... Oh, have we lost you? Are you gone, Lily? Oh, we've lost Lily there for a second. Oh, she's gone. We've lost her phone. Let me just go to Sharon. Sorry about that. Sharon, hi. Hello? Oh, I think we've lost everybody now, have we? And then one go. All in one go. Hello, is that Harry? Oh, I'll tell you what. Hold on for a second. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Amanda. I'm just going to reset that there. I think there's a slight issue there, so I'm going to reset it. So maybe can you get all three back on the line? Would that be possible for me? I'm going to reset that there for you. Don't worry about it. We just have a slight technical issue there. Anyway, the point, I was kind of just kind of having a quick look there to see if passive vaping, if there was any evidence. And from what I can see online, it says there's little or no evidence that passive vaping does you any harm, apart from the aesthetics of it. And yeah, the aesthetics are not good. Yeah, and that's clear because it's kind of reminiscent of people smoking in public places or smoking, you know, I suppose, in a public place. So realistically, do we want children seeing that? You know, because if children are in a bar and they see Johnny or Lily or Sharon or Harry, who's going to go on in a minute, if they see them smoking or, well, not smoking, vaping, they kind of look and they go, oh, what are they doing, Daddy? You know, is that something like I should be doing or I can be doing? Or, and that's where the problem lies. The problem lies in the visual aspect of it. Now, that probably isn't reason enough to ban something, because there are a lot of things that visually I don't like, but I wouldn't ban them. I'm completely against, by the way, the idea of banning things or censoring things unless there's some sort of evidence or gold standard evidence that they're actually doing harm. Okay, I think we have Lily back there. We'll try and get her back now. Oh, hold on. Sorry, Lily. Have we got you? Yeah, we have you back there. Sorry, I lost you there for a second. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know what something happened there. My battery's kind of going as well now.
No, it wasn't your fault. It was my fault. Everybody all went at the same time.
Ah, no. Why did you do that?
I'm very bold, am I?
Anyways, I'm guilty of vaping, so I'm not a good one to be asking. But I don't really know what to say because, you know, I vape here at the house. I vape if I'm walking down the street, I'll vape if no one's looking or blah, blah, blah. But you can't vape in pubs or...
And what flavour do you vape, Lily? What flavour are you vaping?
What flavour? Menthol.
Menthol. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ugh. And as I told you, if I lost it, I'd be going around the house like a mental case looking for it.
And is it one of those disposable things or is it just...
No, I don't like the disposable ones. They're too easy. Actually, them disposable ones would be too easy for kids as well. There could be a bother there with kids going in and getting someone to buy them a disposable. They're very... Yeah, I wouldn't really be gone them. I have one that you charge and
okay. Well, hang on. Let me go to Sharon as well. Sharon, hi.
Hi, Niall.
Oh well, people in your area don't vape, do they? Sharon, people in your area don't vape. You're in an upper class part of Dublin. They don't vape, do they?
I'm not too far from where you grew up, Niall.
I know exactly where you're from.
Only across the field.
Yeah. Well, we used to always say, "Is it okay if I mention the area you live in?" Yeah.
Of course.
Okay, so when I was young, people used to say, "Where do you live?" And I used to say, "Raheny." And I lived in Edenmore. But some people who are tough guys in Edenmore used to say, "I'm from Coolock." So it was there was always this argument whether Edenmore was in Coolock or Raheny. You know, the posh people said Raheny and the Gowlers said Coolock. Anyway, Sharon, back to vaping. Should it be banned?
I think I'm a very tolerant person, but when it comes to anything like that, I think it probably should be. I think one of the reasons is I'd be afraid that children might see it as looking cool and move on to cigarette smoking. That would be one thing.
Yep.
And we're supposed to be moving away from all that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple of times found the smell a bit strong when I've been, say, having lunch or something. But the main reason is the kids.
But see, here's the thing. You have a problem with it smelling a bit strong, okay, when you're in a restaurant or you're somewhere, right, okay?
Mm.
And but if somebody was having steak and chips beside you with ketchup on it, there'd be a smell. If they were putting vinegar on something, there'd be a smell. If they were having Parmesan cheese, there'd be a smell. If they were having a steak, there'd be a, you know, it was coming out on a griddle, there'd be a smell. So what I'm saying, it's just a different smell.
Yeah, that part of it isn't a big deal. But I see a lot of the school kids doing it. And I wonder, will they move on to smoking?
I've seen that, you know, when I go collect my stepdaughter sometimes from school and I see some of the kids outside vaping outside of the gate and I'm going, that's not good.
Yeah.
And the school has sent home letters on numerous occasions about making sure your children are not vaping. But unfortunately, it's become very common with children to be vaping.
It's your saying that them, you know, it's made to look like.
Well, now they have banned them now for children under 18, but that still doesn't stop them from getting them, you know. They still manage to find them somehow or another.
Operation.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you getting on yourself? Are you still off them?
Yeah, just about hanging in there, you know what I mean?
Good. That's amazing.
Yeah. But I miss it. Yeah, I miss it.
Well, I'd stick a lollipop in your mouth. I told you my friend did that. Mm. She just had to do something with her hands. So she just got a lollipop.
Don't tempt me. The devil finds work for idle hands.
I know.
Okay, but do you believe that we should ban vaping indoors?
Yeah, I think it would be better. Mm. And then, but then on the other hand, Niall, you know, I can understand people who do. So I don't like to be one of those people that says, oh, you know, don't do this, don't do that. But my concern is for the kids. I hate to see another generation growing up and. Especially the, you know, the illegal cigarettes. I don't think what's in them, I think, is probably way worse than the ones you buy, you know, the contraband cigarettes.
Oh, well, no, I've been offered those in my time and I would always say to people, be very careful if you're buying, you know, contraband cigarettes, particularly ones with dodgy names that you've never heard. There's probably camel shite and all sorts of things in them, you know.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. All sorts of things. No, that wouldn't be safe. Never buy illegal cigarettes. You just don't know where they've come from. Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Harry. Both of you kind of think they should. Harry, Harry, should they be allowed in public places? Harry.
Sorry, yeah. Sorry, I couldn't stop laughing. I stick a lollipop in your hand, you have to do something with your hands.
I know. Yeah, I'll tell the wife that one later on. Stick a lollipop in your mouth. Go on, go on, Harry.
Vaping, yes. No, not indoors, no. Don't agree with that.
Why?
And like you're saying, the smell of, you know, fish and chips, whatever, you know, salt and vinegar. Vapes, you've got apple, pear, peach, whatever. And not only that, certain vapes have different strengths. I was in a pub, and I mean, I couldn't see the cash machine. Never mind you're changing your hand. Smoking a vape. You couldn't.
It was like being in a nightclub back in the 80s.
Yeah, but that's ice machine. I mean, yeah, I understand that. You know,
no, but it's not. It's not. Those machines in the nightclubs back in the 80s used exactly the same stuff.
Well, the same stuff, but it's still used now, isn't it?
Yeah, because I know, because I worked in the nightclubs and I used to fill the machines and I used to have to order the stuff, and it's called glycol. Yeah, so glycol is the name, but then you pour, it's like an oil, you pour it into the machine and it goes to a heated element. So it's exactly the same principle and it's the same stuff.
I'm not saying
more or less.
I'm careful for you. I'm saying that it's not, I mean, if you're sitting there having a pint and somebody smoked one of them vapes, the other ones you've been throwing up to a maximum, whatever,
yeah,
these electronic ones,
yeah,
and they're smoking away, and it's like fucking Casey Jones. It's just...
Now, you see, now, hold on, Harry. Your reference to Casey Jones went right over people's heads. You do know that, don't you?
Well, I know. I'm going to say maybe you
do. Lily and Sharon, do you know who Casey Jones was?
No.
Yeah, see, he was a train driver.
He was what?
Woo, woo. He was a train driver in a TV show years and years ago, Casey Jones.
Oh, well, I live down the country, so we only got RT1. Oh,
you were denied. You were denied. Yeah. So, Harry, you wouldn't put up with Lily beside you, would you?
No, because like I said, some vapes, you see the little ones, right? But the ones, these electronic ones, they let them off. And the smoke that could, I mean, one puff out of it could fill a room, you know?
But it's only it's only steam. It's only condensation. It's only like a condensation.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying you can't see a bleeding change. A favourite point, you can't even see what you're doing. Even the guy taking the money out, you can't see. He's waving his hand. You're waving your hand. I was coming down that morning today with a friend of mine in the van. There was a guy there in the corner. And he's and I'm not telling you a word of a lie. Like I said, Casey Jones, it was like, I rolled the window down, and hit the button on the van. I said, so would you not please make a phone call? And he looks at me, he's in, he goes, what? I said, yeah, send a smoke signal.
Yeah, Lily, do you try vaping indoors when you're out in a pub or something? Would you vape? Oh, is Lily gone? Lily, are you there?
Hello.
Oh, jeepers.
I'm here.
I know, I'm only asking. Would you vape in a pub?
Sorry, would I vape in a pub? If I got away with it, I would, but I wouldn't.
Yeah,
no, it's not fair.
Oh.
But if I got away with it and I was told I could, I probably would. But no, there's a designated place out the back of the pub to vape. But yes, Niall, I don't know if it should be. I don't know.
Does your vape, is it like the one Harry describes? Does it have loads of condensation, like smoke, steam, whatever you want to call it, vapor? Does it have loads of it?
Sorry?
Does it like blow out a lot of smoke?
No, yeah, like electronic, not, but it goes up maximum.
Yeah, you know the way you can turn them up. You know what I mean? So they.
Yeah. No, I haven't one of them. I just have an old one that just, you know, there's only a bit of smoke. But
yeah.
I smoke it here in the house, but my sons don't smoke, and I leave a little bit of it. I leave the fan in the kitchen on or the window open, but I'd often smoke up in the room at night, and I shouldn't. But I'm glad you said that to me now. You gave me great advice tonight, and I'm going to take your advice now, and I'm going to sleep on it, because you're right, taking the day before you go to sleep, because I do have problems sleeping, so... you're good. You give me great advice.
Yeah, well, I am absolutely serious about that. If you're vaping in bed, it's going to stop you going to sleep, because it's the nicotine, you know.
Yeah,
sweet dreams, Lily.
Oh,
sweet.
Thanks,
sweet
dreams.
Oh, jeez, it's like a love in.
It's Sharon.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sharon from Raheny.
Hi, Lily.
From the posh area.
Hi, Sharon. Sweet dreams tonight, Lily. Now you're going to sleep like a baby.
I've started here now. You know what I mean. They'll all start texting in sweet dreams, Lily, now.
Baby. I'm just thinking that song. Sweet dreams.
You'll be getting phone calls on Georgie Bulger next, Sharon.
Oh, sorry. This is the show. Yeah, we're meant to be having a serious conversation about vaping here, you know, and it's just turned into a little bit of a party now at this stage.
Well, Lenny has a lovely social conscience as well. Like, it's that's lovely.
Yeah.
She's conscious of other people, which is really sweet and nice.
And now she likes me too. Now I'm her friend.
She's lovely.
Yeah, but maybe she'll be out in public.
Stay there for a second. Let me bring Siobhan in. She's bound to liven things up. Siobhan, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, how are you, Siobhan?
I'm good, thanks.
Okay, oh, you had to drop in your vape on the ground, did you? Siobhan, did you?
That was my vape I dropped on the ground.
See, how did I know that?
I was trying to get a cup of coffee made before you got me on and I just put it on the table and I knocked me vape off.
I must be psychic. Anyway.
You couldn't give me the Euro Millions numbers while you're there.
No, oh God, I wish. Oh, I wish.
Euro dreams. Oh, yeah. You wish, Tash.
Yeah. So, what was I going to say, Siobhan? You vape, yeah?
I do, yeah.
Do you vape in the car?
I vape everywhere.
Do you vape indoors?
Everywhere.
Do you vape
absolutely
in the pub?
Everywhere.
In the pub?
Yes, if I could get away with it. I was on a flight last week and I had a little cheeky vape. Isn't that terrible?
No, it's not. Here's a tip for everybody, right? Now, can I just say, I am not condoning breaking, you know, the rules. It's not a law, by the way. It's the rules on the planes, right? You're not supposed to vape, okay? But if you're going to vape on a plane, just get a napkin. Take a suck and put the napkin over your mouth and blow out through the napkin and then there'll be no smoke. The napkin catches all the vape.
What? I just hold my breath for long enough and then breathe it out. I've got a few tricks, I really do, but it's got that light on the end of it, hasn't it? So you have to try and cover the light so you don't get found out.
What airline were you on and we'll rat on you? What airline?
Ryanair. I was flying to Birmingham. I'll even give you the flight number if you want it.
Anyone's listening from Ryanair, her name is Siobhan. She's a vapor. She broke the rules.
I am a mad vapor. Yeah, and like that lady that you had on there.
Who, Lily?
Yeah, if I lost mine, I'd be like a mad thing. In fact, this morning, I forgot my vape and I dropped the girl into work with me and I said to her, oh God, do you mind? I mean, we normally get into work about 20 minutes early, but I said, do you mind if I just pull into the shop and get a vape? She says, yeah, no bother. I went into the shop, I was sweating. Oh my God, what if they don't have it?
No.
It's a little, like, you know, a petrol station that has a shop in it, has a Centra in it, so they haven't done these ones, the ones that I smoke, that I use. I don't know if I'm allowed to say what they are, but they're brilliant.
Right, well, you shouldn't say they're brilliant because they're not meant to be brilliant.
They're better value for, you know, for your money than what I was vaping on before, but I did get myself, you know, like a rechargeable vape there a couple of weeks ago, but it keeps leaking and I can't get on with it, so I'm going to... Right. I'll probably nip in over the weekend because it's a waste of money, the vape, and it really is. But let me tell you something. I haven't smoked half as much. In fact, I don't really smoke now because I'm on the vape. So that's got to be a good thing, hasn't it?
Yeah, Harry wants to ban you from doing it indoors. He thinks it's wrong.
Well, why? Because it's just vapor, isn't it?
I don't want you smoking at the bleeding bar when I'm having a point.
Vaping.
Blowing your chimney.
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that because I wouldn't do that with a cigarette. I would say if I was sitting there on my own. Huh?
I don't want the value smoking. I'm just saying I don't want to be sitting there. I'm a smoker. Don't get me wrong. I smoke cigarettes. I've been on cigarettes for 8 years. We're back on them again. But I mean, what I'm saying is I wouldn't ban you from smoking your vape. But I mean, I don't want you there. You know what them terrible vapes do? And you blow out. And
oh,
just
no, you wouldn't
there.
Even... I promise you wouldn't even know that I was vaping. And if you're worried about the vapor coming out of it, well, I'm keeping that all to myself. So you would not even know that I'm vaping.
Now, the people I'm talking about, I call them vapists, right? Because they just, they don't even look. They don't look at you. Don't look at, they don't look at me. You just keep, and they keep puffing out this. And it fills the room like that, you know? Like I said, I'm just too.
Oh, no.
I couldn't see my change. I couldn't see my change. The barman couldn't see it. I was in my hand. He was in my hand. You know? Because we couldn't see the counter.
I wouldn't be like that. Now.
You know?
Mm. Do you.
You see, you can't even tell I'm vaping now, can you?
No. What flavour do you vape?
This one has got four flavours.
Oh, look at you. A bit of a cocktail going on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I like the blue one. People will know what I'm talking about. I prefer the blue one. Some of them are absolutely rotten. But right now I've got blueberry, cherry, cranberry, or strawberry, raspberry ice. Or I've got pomegranate, pear.
Oh my God.
I can't see it, Niall. I can't see it. That's the thing.
But here's the other thing. They want to ban, right? They want to bring in a ban on the flavours.
I would agree with that. But you see, the thing is that there are, and I will be honest and say that there are a lot of youngsters on these vapes. You know, a lot. I know more youngsters that do vape than don't. And I do know a girl that started vaping and then for some reason went onto the cigarettes.
Yeah.
Now she's off the cigarettes and she's back on the vape. So that's the danger, isn't it? They are getting addicted to nicotine.
You don't bring that to bed with you, do you? Do you bring it to bed?
So when do I bring it to bed?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I bring it to bed. I like it. Before I reach for my phone in the morning, I'm feeling around for the vape. Just be in the bed with me. It might fall out my pocket.
I told Lily, this is what I said to Lily, don't bring it to bed with you, because the problem when you bring it to bed is if you're vaping before, when you're trying to go to sleep, you won't be able to sleep because the nicotine will keep you awake.
I tell you, after the days that I do be having, there's nothing that would keep me away. That's it. Gone. I am gone. Nothing. Even if I had a cup of coffee before I got into the bed. And I've done that. I've got into bed, watched something on my phone. I'm absolutely stuck into the Golden Girls at the minute, right? It's so funny. So this is what I do when I go up to bed. I go up to bed, I throw on a Golden Girls, I get me vape out and a coffee. Heaven. It's a little bit of heaven. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I vape everywhere all the time.
Oh, Jesus, Lily's singing. That's all.
I vape everywhere now. Absolutely.
I can't believe Lily's singing in the background there. Do you hear her?
It's a pity she didn't break out the Golden Girls tune.
I think they're all dead now, are they?
They are all dead, yeah. The last one was Betty White, wasn't it? I think she died last year, the year before, like 2 weeks before her 100th birthday.
Yeah, because the Golden Girls is probably, what, 25 years old now? Must be.
Oh, it's more now. It's more. Okay. Yeah, it's more. It's absolutely brilliant. I think the Golden Girls theme tune is a song about my vape.
Is it?
You know?
Was it Madge?
Yeah.
Madge was in the Golden Girls. Was it Madge?
No.
Not Madge in the Golden Girls.
What was their names, the three of them? What was their names?
There's four of them. So it's Rose... B. Arthur is one of them. I can't think of her name now.
Oh.
Barbara, she's Dorothy.
No. I can see them.
And then you've got Blanche. And you've got the old lady. Blanche. Yes.
Blanche.
She's brilliant. She's absolutely brilliant in it. Absolutely brilliant.
They're all dead. Oh, well. Stay there for a second, Harry, Lily, and Siobhan. Let me just go to Margaret. Margaret, hi. How are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good to talk to you, Margaret.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, and Margaret, I've been meaning... I do apologise. I had meant to give you a ring, but I won't even try to describe to you the last 4 weeks of my life. They've been as busy as hell. So I promise you I will be in touch. I'm not going to let you down. I made a promise to you.
No. Don't be worrying about that at all.
Banning vaping. No. Should we ban it indoors?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, definitely. Ooh. Yes.
Right.
And... cigarettes should be banned outright, and vaping should be banned outright. Get them all out of the shop. Big bonfire.
Oh,
the same as the cigarette. Burn the whole bloody lot. And no smoking or vaping in Ireland, or cigars or anything else.
Oh.
And then people will have nothing to smoke.
There you go, Lily, Siobhan, see, and Harry.
I can understand adults vaping, yeah? But children, I watched a programme there, you know, I think it was the British one after, right? I don't know what it's called, the Good Morning, whatever.
Yeah.
And they were showing all the different colours vapes. And kids, it's just attracting kids. Pink, blue, orange, you know, all these psychedelic colours and all that. They were attracting teenagers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's outrageous. It's crazy. It should
no,
be
no, no, no. It is. And I'm glad they banned them for children, by the way, which is a really good thing. Margaret, just getting back to you. Are you not glad, Margaret, that they're not smoking and they're vaping instead? Isn't that a good thing, surely?
But Niall, if you think about the psychological thing of it all, you're holding a fag, right?
Yeah.
And you're puffing.
Yeah.
And there's smoke coming out of the fag and coming out of your mouth.
Yeah.
So you're vaping, okay?
Yeah.
And there's smoke coming out of you.
But it's not smoke.
No, but, you know, I've seen kids coming out of national school, the open school bag, and the next thing they're taking out their vape.
I know, I agree with you. That's all wrong. But what I'm saying
to you... You know what I mean?
No, what I'm saying to you is... Let's say you're in the car and you've a kid in the car, right? And you're smoking. The smoke that you're blowing out can be damaging to that child's, you know, health, okay? Because it's called passive smoking. And there's carcinogens in the cigarette smoke and everything else because of all the chemicals, right? But if you're vaping, although it doesn't look good, it's not really any harm to anybody. It's all it is
well,
it's essentially just vapor coming out. Water vapor.
So they're saying, there's nothing there to prove that vaping is harmful to anybody. But if you think about it, Niall, that years ago, it was all right to smoke and nobody said it was a danger to your health. And many years later, then all of a sudden, people were suing, you know.
Oh, I know. Well, that's because, Margaret, we were stupid. We didn't do the research.
Yeah.
But we've done the research now.
But have they done the research?
There's been so much research done into vapes.
But if you talk to consultants and doctors in any hospital in the country that deals with people who have cancer, lung cancer whatever, and they'll tell you that the vaping is not good for you.
No, hang on. To be 100% sure. Vaping is not good for you. You're 100% right.
It's not good for you.
No, but it's certainly not as bad as cigarette smoke. There's no doubt about that.
No, but it's not good for you, Niall.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter whether it's you're sucking in tea tree oil or rose petals or whatever else they put in it.
Siobhan is using cherries and cranberries and pomegranates whatever.
I draw the line at tea tree oil now.
It's not good for your lungs.
But Siobhan, have you thought about this at all? Because, you know, you're a young woman with a young family, Siobhan, and you're a healthy woman from what I can see. Yeah, you're a healthy woman from what I can see because you tell us that you're so, you know, you're rushing around all the time. So you're obviously fit. Do you not think to yourself, you know, sure, look, if I might as well go off the vape altogether. You know what I mean? Because I want to be around for those kids' lives.
Oh God, do I now? Do I? Do I think I should come off the vape altogether? It does cross my mind sometimes, but no, not really. I have to say, because it's not smoking. Now I appreciate what that lady is saying there, and she is 100% right. About years ago, we didn't realise how dangerous passive smoking was, and you know it will be years and years before. You know, the downfalls of vaping are probably discovered. Despite the research, it's not 100% safe. Am I going to stop vaping? No, I'm not. Because I tried to give up the cigarettes. And I suppose if I'd have tried really hard and got some help, I could have done it. But ultimately, I don't really want to. So I'm not going to give up the vaping. And for me, it's a better, safer, healthier option than smoking. So I'm happy with the vaping. Now, if they ban it, they ban it. What can we do? But there'll always be vapes available, like every other thing that they ban.
But
if I was in the company of somebody that didn't vape, didn't like vaping, then I wouldn't vape. Like, I'm not a monster, you know what I mean? I follow the rules, mostly. If I think, a little puff here and there isn't going to hurt anybody else, then I'll probably do it, you know. But I don't vape big clouds because my vape doesn't produce like a massive cloud. It could if I took two or three pulls, you know, quickly. Mm. It definitely could. But I do respect people around me, despite having said I had a little cheeky vape on the plane and stuff. But there was actually nobody sat next to me on that flight. So
okay. You were alone.
That'll tell you how bad your cravings are. That you can't even go on a flight.
It was boring, to be honest with you. Oh, well, I've gone 4.5 hour flights without having vape, so I can do it. I just didn't want to do it, but I can do it.
You see, it's mind over matter.
I can go the whole day and work without having a vape, you know.
It's all about mind over matter.
Well, maybe mind for some people matter. It is, but I don't want to put my mind over the matter. I'm quite happy to have a little vape. That's the difference. I don't see any harm.
I know. See, Margaret, you know, to be fair to Siobhan, Margaret, we were all there, you know what I mean? And it's easy. I mean, you can be literally threatened with your life and still do it. You know what I mean? My mother, 2 days before she died, had me bringing her down to the front door of Tala Hospital with an oxygen mask on her face and shoving a cigarette in her mouth. You know what I mean?
A cigarette, yeah. This is probably the most unhealthy thing that I do. I don't drink, you know?
Which is far worse for you.
Okay. Well, hold on. Let me just go to Jake and John. That sounds good. They sound like a team, actually. Jake, hi. How are you?
Niall, how's it going?
Good. Jake, do you believe that we should ban vaping indoors completely, make it illegal?
Well, look, I'm a vapor myself, right? And it's like Siobhan said there, I'm a firm believer of that. If anyone's around me who's uncomfortable with me vaping around them or kind of doesn't like either the smell or just in general doesn't like vaping, I won't do it around them.
Yeah, so you read the room. Yeah, you read the room. Yeah.
Yeah. To a sense, again.
go on.
It sure was like when they banned smoking around kids altogether. Did you see the pictures like leaving the kids out on the side of the road while you're having a fag in the car?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, I understand where Margaret's coming from there as well. Because Margaret's saying, like, oh, sure, like, vaping's not around long enough to have 100% research on it. Like, you look donkeys years ago when they were saying smoking was good for you. Oh, you have a headache, have a fag.
Do you remember the famous ads? If doctors could recommend cigarettes, they'd recommend Camel. Do you remember those ads?
There you go, yeah, exactly. But like that as well, like, I can see where it's not a healthy, but a better substitute for cigarettes in itself, you know?
Mm.
Like, I'd much rather, if I wasn't a smoker or a vapor, I'd much rather have someone around me vape than smoke.
Yeah.
Well,
at least the smell isn't as bad, you know? I mean, we all know the smell of cigarette smoke is not great. We know that.
Like, Siobhan's talking about flavors there. I smoke lemon and lime. It's like 7-Up. It's great.
It's like seven up.
In the sense of what Siobhan's saying there, as well, Siobhan, I'm assuming you smoke the four barrel disposables, is it?
Yes, I do. Yeah. They're brilliant, aren't they?
Yeah, what's a four barrel disposable? It sounds like a gun.
It's got four vapes in one. So when one's run out, you just twist it and off you go on another one.
Oh, right. And so you can get, it's like those pens years ago with the four colours.
Your vape running out.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Do you remember those pens we had in school with the four colours in them?
Yeah, it's like that.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Margaret's not happy.
Why did you get rid of that one in particular, Jake?
Well, it's not that one in particular. It's the disposable vapes as a whole.
Because they're easy for kids to grab.
They're colourful, they're attractive. Like, it's the same as when they took the branding off the cigarettes. Now, I know when you went into a shop, you're not going to go and, like, look, oh, geez, that box of Carls looks so pretty. I'm going to smoke them.
I don't think that the horrible pictures they put on packets of cigarettes made it any worse.
No,
No, I don't think people stopped smoking because of those pictures.
It was like starting up a collection. It was like, oh, here, I want to get a picture of the mother holding the baby, and I want to get a picture of the fellow at the hospital bed. Like,
and the other fellow with the hole in his leg. Yeah.
Or one tooth in his head.
But they are disgusting pictures, don't get me wrong. But I genuinely don't believe it made a difference. And I also don't believe putting them in those machines, which makes it really awkward for the staff because they've no idea which one is which because they're all the same colour now. I don't believe it made a difference. I don't believe those things made a difference. I believe the price made a difference. And I believe education made a difference. Jake, stay there. And Siobhan and Margaret, I want to go to John before the break. John, hi.
Hi, Niall.
Sorry, John, I've only got a couple of minutes. I do apologise, but go for it there, John.
I'll try and keep this concise. I suppose I'll come at this from two directions. One, personal, the other being the science. Personally, I smoked from circa the age of 12 and I packed them in I suppose, in around 2015, 2016, thereabouts.
Yeah.
And I went on to the vape. I vaped for in around 4 years. And what happened then in 2019, I had four MIs, followed by a massive. And that taught me, okay, believe it or not, the smoking is better than the vaping. Irrelevant as to indoors or outdoors, I think vaping should be removed. If you're inside in your car and vaping, or inside and with, say, the kitchen and the door's closed, have a look at your windows. Run your finger down the window and you see the oil that's on the windows itself. That's from the vape.
It's the glycol. Yeah, we used to have it in the nightclubs. It was like a sticky substance. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, in relation to the science, I have to disagree with both Jake and Lily. In America, e-cigarettes were out a lot longer before they came here.
Yeah.
The science that's over there, just to give three variants as to the damage that vaping can cause to the lungs. You have the popcorn.
Was that not debunked? Because I know where it got its name from, the popcorn factory. But was that not debunked, that particular thing, that it's extremely rare and it was only with a certain type of oil that was being used?
Well, there is a rarity, but if you look at this, that if you're the individual that ends up with popcorn lung, then, you know, at the end of the day, it's real.
Very quickly, go to the other two as well. You mentioned popcorn lung.
You have the light point pneumonia. And then there's the other one, which is primary spontaneous pneumothorax.
What's that? Sounds complicated, but what is it?
No, it's that simple, that one. It's a collapsed lung after vaping.
Are you listening to this, Jake? Yeah.
I am indeed.
Yeah.
Now, I can tell you that from my initial injury, I had lungs punctured, and it's not nice.
No,
and
I can imagine.
It's really not nice when they actually put the drain in. So if you want to put yourself through that, and it doesn't matter if it's a rarity, if you are that 1% or 5% or whatever it may be, then it becomes real.
Can I just say, I understand what you're saying, John, and can I clarify again, there's no way under any circumstance that I'm condoning, you know, vaping, or I think it's a good thing, because it certainly isn't. You know, neither smoking nor vaping is a good thing, but according to the NHS in the UK, vaping is 95% safer, but that doesn't mean it's safe. And so, John, if you had your way tomorrow, would you ban vaping?
Purely from personal experience, I would, yes.
But the problem if we ban vaping is a lot of people that are vaping will go back on cigarettes.
You see, there is the alternative. There's other nicotine replacements out there. Now, the one thing I would advise...
Doesn't give them the same enjoyment. It doesn't. I know there is other nicotine replacement, but it doesn't give people that same habit and enjoyment. That's the problem, isn't it?
I find emotion is more addictive than anything else. Now,
real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.